Bingo, beer, and the business of bullshit. You ever walk into a place and feel like you've been time-warped, except the past and the future are smashing into each other in real time? Like stepping through the front door means stumbling into two different decades, fighting for dominance over a plate of loaded nachos? That's where we are tonight. A place where old men clutch plastic bingo sliders like rosary beads. And the only bartender is a glowing wall of self-serve beer taps, waiting for you to pay for the privilege of pretending you know how to pour a decent pint. The beer costs $8 a pint if you do it right. More if you screw up. And you will screw up. But that's part of the game, isn't it? This place, this perfectly designed contradiction, was not built by accident. No, no. Every decision in here has been engineered, calculated, a Frankenstein's monster of human impulses stitched together into one well-oiled, alcohol-drenched revenue machine. You just don't see it yet, but we will. So we order food, not because it's particularly good, but because that's what you do. A plate of wings, the server asks, voice dulled from years of repeating the same 7 menu items. Loaded fries, pretzel with beer cheese. You see where this is going. Salty, fried, engineered to make you thirsty. You're not here for a meal, not really. You're here for the beer. But you're also here for bingo. And that's where things get interesting. Because sitting next to your flashing, glowing, beer-dispensing altar of the future is something straight out of your grandmother's rec room. Thick, plastic bingo cards with tiny sliders. A relic from a time when people actually left their homes for entertainment that didn't involve a screen. They could have gone full digital, sure. Could have thrown up an app, handed out iPads, automated the whole damn thing. But they didn't. Why? Because this clicking of plastic sliders, this slow march toward yelling out bingo and winning a free appetizer, is what keeps you sitting here for 3 hours. Drinking. Spending. I watch the room. The crowd skews older, which explains the bingo. Bingo is safe. Bingo is what they know. Before this, they played in smoky halls with ink daubers and paper sheets. Before that, church basements. The sound of numbers being called, the ritual of marking them off, the slow-burning tension. This is their version of a slot machine. But they're not the ones getting the beer. That job goes to the one guy at the table who gets the system. Every group has one. He's the designated tech whisperer, the guy who took 30 seconds longer than everyone else to figure out how the RFID card works. He gets up, taps in, and fills 3, maybe 4 glasses, bringing them back like a modern-day water bearer, a small act of service to his confused, slightly overwhelmed friends. And the beer wall? That's a whole other psychology experiment. Each tap glows, each screen flashes. Pumpkin spice ale, hibiscus cider, vanilla porter, fancy names for what is, at the end of the day, fermented water. But give it a story, a seasonal twist, a sense of exclusivity. Suddenly, you're paying $10 for a pint of something that tastes like a melted Yankee candle. And here's the real kicker. No one knows how much they've had. At a regular bar, you have a bartender keeping an eye on you, maybe even cutting you off when your words start to slur. But here, you're your own worst enemy. There's no judgmental stare, no one tallying up your orders, no record of how many times you went back for one more pour. Just you, a tap, and an ever-growing bill that you'll only see at the very end when it's too late to care. So what's the business model here? They let you serve yourself, so you drink more. They keep the food just good enough, so you stay longer. They give you bingo, because nostalgia is the cheapest form of entertainment. And the brilliance of it? You leave thinking you had a good time. You had control over your beer. You played bingo the way you remember it. You left full, tipsy, entertained. But did you really win? I step outside, let the night air cut through the haze of cheap lager and artificial cheese sauce. Inside, the bingo caller shouts another number. A sea of plastic sliders click into place. Another pint gets poured. More money flows. The machine hums along. Perfectly designed, beautifully rigged, and just nostalgic enough to make you not mind getting played. This investigation is ongoing.